We have quorum. It is 5:30, so I will call the meeting to order and ask for someone to read the Native American Land Acknowledgement.
I will.
All right. Thank you, Roger.
We meet today in the community of Iowa City, which now occupies the homeland of the Native American Nation, to whom we owe our commitment and dedication. The area of Iowa City was within the homeland of the Iowa, Meskwaki, and Sauk, and because history is complex and time goes far back beyond memories, we also acknowledge the ancient connection of many other indigenous people here. The history of broken treaties and forced removal that dispossessed indigenous people of their homeland was and is act of colonization and genocide that we cannot erase. We implore the Iowa City community to commit to understanding and addressing these injustices as we work toward equity, restoration, and reparation.
Excellent, thank you. And I also noticed we should do roll call as well. Commissioner Harkin?
Here.
Kolash here. Commissioner Kadura is absent. Priest?
Here.
Lusala?
Here.
Paul Schantz?
Here, on Zoom.
Thank you. And Mendez Shannon?
Here.
And Commissioner Muhammad, also absent. Okay. Agenda item 3, consideration of meeting minutes from May 27th. Any comments, suggestions, or motions to approve?
An update for the shift during Pride. It was Emily as well there. I don't know if that needs to be updated in official capacity, but.
I move to approve with the modification.
Do we have a second?
I second.
All right. All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. Item 4, public comment of items not on the agenda. Seeing no one here in the room or online, we'll move on to item 5, correspondence. I didn't see anything in the packet. Stephanie, anything else? Nope. Item 6, update from the police department's community outreach. Looks like Trey is going to be late.
Our meeting tonight conflicts with the South District.
Oh, okay.
Their association meeting in Sauk, I believe that's where they are at.
Okay. Well, we will look forward to an update next time. Item 7, community dialogue conversations. This is an update on kind of an ongoing project and work that we've been doing. I believe, Kelsey, I think you were spearheading this one. Do we have an update?
Not today. No update today.
Okay. All right. Item number 8, Community Coalition for Human Rights Grant.
I have an update on that. Mm-hmm. So we were waiting for the new grants to be reviewed and approved, but we are they have not there, I think, on the agenda for July. So in the meantime, we're reaching out to the grantees last year, even though we already have a connection with them. The goal is to have a meeting in July for a meet and greet. And I think August would be another time where we will have then access to the new grantees and have another meet and greet. And then after that, think about strategic, networking and planning after that. No date for a meeting yet.
Okay. Thoughts on a place for that?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
We definitely want in person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Will that conversation be relevant to the city council's approval of the grants?
No, not if it's just last year's. Yeah. Who will just be? They'll be wrapping their grants up on June 30th.
Thank you.
Yeah, and there are. Let me think. I think the Ned Ashton House is still an option. There's also the East Side Recycling Center. Terry Trueblood. There's the water treatment plant has a really nice meeting room.
Okay.
There's a few places outside of kind of your traditional city buildings that people, the airport has a really nice meeting room that, you know, you can see the planes landing.
Great, thank you.
Yep, some options.
Thank you. I'll follow up also with you, Stephanie, on that.
Okay.
Great, thank you. Item 9, professional development opportunities for community members.
I put that on there based upon a conversation that I had with one of the commissioners after the last meeting, so I'm kind of putting them on the spot, but do you mind just kind of sharing what you shared with me? Because I did think it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. sorry for coming a bit late. Sorry, I did not get the chance to send you the link, Stephanie. But it's about, you were talking about the human rights consultant or, you know, it's like a certificate that you get to attend courses. And then you get certified for being a human rights consultant and where you get the chance to go outside and, you know, exactly know what you're doing with the community members and, you know, define what a human right is and, you know, how should you should work within that frame of advocating for others and leading the way of showing them where to go if they need something like that. So I found like multiple websites that they were offering those courses. And I was sharing with Stephanie that I was hoping that this commission can provide such, you know, or designate some of the grant money to be just designated for that area if some of the commissioners are, you know, welcoming of the idea or if they have an interest of, you know, holding such, you know, a position where they can, you know, do better or be involved more, they can maybe attend it and be covered by the Human Rights Commission of Iowa City. Yeah, but I don't have exactly the name of the institution that was offering those classes. I saved it on my phone and my, you know, but I should email it to you.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah. You know, it's similar to leadership programs where, you know, you can send like designated members of an organization to learn more and to be skilled more. So since we are in a commission and we usually do like interact with people outside when we have community events, I think it will be beneficial to have such qualification or, you know, a knowledge of what exactly we should be doing or how we should be leading the way for others to follow through.
I think that's a great idea. I know the University Center for Human Rights actually offers a program where you can get a certificate in human rights, but I don't know if that's just for students.
Mm-hmm. So, I think it's primarily for students because it's course load.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
But I think it's a great idea.
It's like 15 semester hours.
So. It's 15?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I believe the one that I was looking at, it was mainly like hours, 100 something hours, but it was like on your own base that they provide the materials, the links, you know, the webinars and things, and maybe you can follow through on your own base. But I'll share with you the link. And
yeah, that would be great because even some commissioners may be interested in doing it too.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
I think it'd be a great something to offer to commissioner or even upcoming new member saying, hey, we have this course.
That's a great idea too, I think so.
We have some funding for you to solidify your skill or gain new skill on how to be a human rights advocate. So.
Yeah. I also wonder if other counties have a similar program, and I wonder if we could all, you know, we combined together as well on that. This unity kind of sense.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe when you provide us with the link, maybe it's we can look into the source where it's coming from. Maybe, maybe it's linking to something. So.
And please, all of you, feel free to even Google or look for, you know, something that's within this frame. So maybe come up with other more legitimate or more appropriate, you know, for what we're seeking.
Relative to this, but irrelevant to this, is tomorrow night's that Ujamaa virtual listening session that we're all notified about. That would be in the realm of continuing education of commissioners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like seeing those possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was actually sent by former TRC member Wangui Gathawa.
Oh.
So there, I don't know. I think she's the director of, I think it's pronounced NISA, but I'm guessing maybe they have something to do with the program.
Okay.
Great. Excellent. Looking forward to hearing
I think
more
it's a great
that.
Idea.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelsey definitely. Has her hand raised.
Oh, Kelsey.
I just wanted to add, I think it's a wonderful idea. I think, too, if anyone is interested, there are some really great listservs that anyone can join from human rights-focused organizations that include kind of up-to-date resources and research on human rights-related issues, too. So if you're interested in that, I can send a few along or just reach out to me directly.
I think it'd be great if you can send it to Stephanie. Maybe she can send it to all of us.
That'd yeah, I think we'd all be interested in that, yeah. Thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Love that. And if we have a lot of resources, maybe we can kind of divide it up and then share the knowledge amongst each other.
Yeah. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Number 10, item number 10 is Party in the Park this summer. And we do have on the last page of our packet tonight, list of those events. Thursday nights from 6:30 to 8:00. Some of those have already taken place. There's another one this week at Scott Park. And then Hunter's Run Park, Mercer Park, and Willow Creek. And it looks like we have a couple commissioners already signed up for July 24th, Willow Creek Park, Kadura and Priest. Mm-hmm. And July 31st is on the back page. That's Frauenholtz Miller Park, and Kelsey has signed up for that. So we do have a couple more opportunities, Hunter's Run, Mercer, and then in August at Weatherby Park, Court Hill Park, and Brookland Park. And we even have a list of all of the headliner performers for each week there in our, on our packet. I'm not familiar with any of these, but I'm sure they're fantastic. All right. Anyone know right now or able to commit to any of these dates?
Not yet.
Yeah. I'll check my schedule and then email.
Everyone jumped into my neighborhood park, so thanks.
how far ahead of time shall we commit to this, like if we want to sign up for any of those?
I would say they're on Thursday. I would say ideally by Monday, because the person who oversees it for Parks and Rec says that if they know a commission or commissioners are coming, that they'll actually set up another table and chairs so that you don't have to worry about getting the ones from the office. But to get you, we updated the brochure, so we'll get that printed, but can give you brochures and some stuff to hand out to attendees. So just enough time for us to gather that and to get it to you.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay, great. We have the list. I know everyone has busy calendars, so take a look at that. And you know, let Stephanie, we can just let you know if we're available for any of those. Okay. All right, excellent.
I think this is gonna be
any other questions or comments on Party in the Park?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Then moving on to agenda item 11, human rights grant recommendations.
So this is just an update that they got bumped from the June meeting date. And so tentatively, I think, and I'm still waiting to firm that up, but tentatively, the city council only has one meeting in July. So it's Tuesday, July 8th. So that's the date I'm running with until I hear different. But I haven't heard back yet in terms of the folks who do the agenda for city council. So,
okay.
So if you're, if you get an email or something from organizations, because I've gotten a few that were recommended by the commission, you can just tell them to reach out to me, because I've sent out a few emails about that, just letting them know.
Will Emily and I have an opportunity to meet with you before that meeting?
Yes.
Thank you.
Perfect.
I may also be available that evening. Okay. I wasn't in June, but now that we've been bumped to July, I could also be available. Okay. And then, Kelsey, did you put something in the chat?
Yes. Sorry. It just cut out for me on the date of potential review. I apologize. Stephanie, could you just repeat that?
July 8th.
Thank you.
Yeah. July 8th. That's the only council meeting in July then, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So if we get bumped, then we're looking at August, which is not good for our timeline, right? For disbursement. Yeah. So. Yeah. Sorry. Stephanie's having some microphone issues, Kelsey, so give us one second. All right, no, you're fine. Okay, all right, so we'll await word on our position on the council agenda. Then that brings us to item 12, staff and commission updates. Reminder, no engaging in discussion during the updates. And we'll start with Stephanie. Any updates from staff?
Just a reminder that there is a vacancy on the commission, and if you know anyone who you think would be great, they have to apply by Tuesday, July 1st. I think the deadline is 5 p.m. They have to submit the application. So.
Good. I was doing some heavy recruiting at Pride. Okay, yeah. All right. Updates from other commissioners?
I did some heavy recruiting today, and I found out one of them lives in Coralville, and another one lives in North Liberty.
Mm. Yeah, I found that too, and then I
always see them in Iowa.
And I know we're not supposed to discuss, but yes, I ended up asking them first, like, "Do you live in Iowa City?" And if they said yes, then I gave them the recruitment pitch.
I think it's valuable though for us to invite others to recruit too.
Yeah. All right. Updates from any commissioners? Any volunteers to go first?
Well, I can go first. So we have hosted on June 8th the Eid al-Adha celebration for the Muslim community. And I think this is the biggest that the community have ever witnessed since they lived in Iowa City. We had partnered with the police department, with the fire department, with other artists, you know, balloon artists and, you know, face painting and local vendors too. It was, you know, heartwarming to see all the community coming together. We had more than 500 people showing up.
Oh, my.
We lost track after we handed the first 300 bags of favors for the kids, only the little ones. So it was daunting going through the prep for everything. I have wept and cried a lot before I went to the event. And I was thinking that while I was doing the treat bags, if I could have a chance to make one for each single Palestinian child in Gaza. So it wasn't an easy, but bringing smiles to our children here in Iowa City, it's what gives me hope and what keeps me going too. And this event was serving not only the people of Iowa City, but we had people from Cedar Rapids, from, you know, Tiffin, from North Liberty, from all the surrounding areas showing up too. So I think all of us, we have the thirst of sense of belonging and community. And I think we try to heal by being together. Sorry. I always get emotional talking about it. But anyway, it was a successful event and we made it happen. And I look forward to other, you know, opportunities just to bring the joy for others. Other than that, since I'm a board member at the Coralville Food Pantry, tomorrow, Wednesday, the Coralville Food Pantry is teaming up with local partners to implement a Healthy Kids Iowa distribution for Johnson County households under the 185% of the federal poverty level with kids age 4 to 18. So if they go there, they can get they have to go to Northwest Middle School, which is a parking lot between Northwest Middle School and Kirkwood School. Between 2 and 6 p.m., each household can expect to take home a mixture of non-perishable, cold, and frozen foods valued at approximately $40 per each child. So we're working tomorrow hard to prep everything and expecting people to show up and just to be able to get those to their houses and be benefit from such a great, gifts. So if you know anyone who would like to benefit from this, just send them that way. And I think that's all for me. Thank you.
After our last meeting, I went to Dream City, where Faithful Voices gathered. Maybe some of you were there. The town hall meeting, they invited Charles Grassley, Joni Ernst, and Marionette Miller-Meeks. There were chairs on the dais for them with their names, phone numbers, email addresses. And then there were 11 speakers who addressed issues to each of them. All of the speakers were powerful, related to schools, immigration, poverty. It's one of those chilling things for me now to tell you about, because all of the speakers were so effective. I have a link to that if you'd like to, me to forward it to you so you could hear it. Also, I just received notice that Compeer will be their event on October 3rd at 7 p.m. at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Compeer is a support group for NAMI, National Alliance of Mental Illness. It's an important aspect of a dimension of how we relate to people as human beings in relation to each other. I was telling my wife, I need to report, and she said, Mark, you just walk in the room and it's human rights. So we're on it. I'm much like all of you. Thank you.
I'll give an update. When we went to Pride, every time we go, I was there 2 years in a row to represent our commission, and each time it's just so much to take away, and to be able to offer and to give is such an honor. This time, though, I did notice more youth feeling joy, but also the sadness is great. And we were able to partner in our booth shortly just with the mental health part, that they were there available. And I was able to support some youth to go over and just talk. And I'm so glad that we can do that, to be a part of that. That step in our city.
I'll go, since mine's kind of related. This was the first Pride I've ever gotten to attend, and it was truly wonderful. Despite like all the strains felt upon people of that community, currently, always, it was so joyous. It was probably one of the most joyous celebrations I've ever been to. And I had a great time being there representing the Human Rights Commission and getting to talk with all different kinds of people. It was great to see Iowa City in a new light.
The reason I wasn't there, but my Rotary group was, is that I was in Traverse City, Michigan, with my goddaughter, who I married to her beloved wife, and celebrating their children's graduation. But Traverse City knows how to do Pride.
I relieved Liz and Emily at Pride, and actually had a great talking about great interactions. There were a mother and her daughter. They're in Iowa City visiting from China. Her son is at a camp at the university, and she had no idea what was going on. And so she asked, "What is this festival? This is so great. Like, this is wonderful." And, you know, just getting to explain that, and, you know, for her to see that, you know, where coming from China, where there, you know, where there is no festival like that, you know, and they're not allowed to celebrate that, was really interesting and just really incredible to see, you know, her reaction to that outpouring of, like you said, like just so much joy, you know, even in the face of, you know, renewed attacks and discrimination, you know, just the joy there was powerful. This was my second or third second Pride this year. I was in Washington, D.C. at the beginning of June for World Pride. And I attended a human rights conference in conjunction with that was held by the World Pride Committee. Attended a few great panels, one by the Washington, D.C. Office of Human Rights. Washington, D.C. actually has an office dedicated to LGBTQ rights as well within their Office of Human Rights. So they talked about, you know, kind of the work they do. You know, lots of great things, some great speakers, capped off at the end with a wonderful panel talking about drag as a form of resistance and a form of expression, led by Bob the Drag Queen with Peppermint, Mrs. Kasha Davis. If you've watched RuPaul's Drag Race, you know all these people. They're pretty famous drag performers. But the one thing I think the biggest takeaway I think came in the opening keynote. It was a human rights activist who was from London. She had to join virtually. Her visa was not approved to come to the United States for the conference. And she said, you know, for so many years we've talked about allies and allyship. And in our struggle for equality, you know, finding allies that can join our fight. And, you know, she said, throughout our progress, we've been taking incremental steps forward, and allies have helped us along the way. But now, as we're getting pushed back and we're having rights taken away, what we need aren't allies anymore. We need accomplices. We need people who are willing not to just stand with us, but to get in the fight with us, to stand there and to do some of the work to help out, as we keep seeing more and more legislative and judicial, you know, attacks on the LGBTQ community. So that was just the biggest takeaway that I had from that conference. It was great. Met some wonderful people from Amsterdam who are hosting next year's World Pride. So if you're looking for an excuse to go to Amsterdam, it'll be a great party. So, and you know, Jennifer Lopez performed. It was fantastic. So yeah, I missed Cynthia Erivo because I didn't get to the end of the parade route in time. But that was my experience at World Pride. And it was a lot of fun. So, yeah, Roger. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Chicago this weekend for yet another Pride celebration.
The Pride Tour.
Yep.
Well, it was, even with the heat, the turnout was great. Still, it was fantastic to be in Iowa City doing Pride. It's always great to be in Iowa City doing Pride because Iowa City really comes out. And you can see the support. So I hope we can keep stepping out and not just be allies, but be accomplices. So that'll be my new word, be an accomplice. Don't just be an ally. I also want to step back to talk about Thursday was Juneteenth.
Thank you.
And this year, Juneteenth was held at the South District. And the time has changed the way it was celebrated in the past, and this year was the first time that human rights, we did not staff a table because of the time constraint. I know Emily volunteered earlier in the day, and I volunteered later in the day because, as you know, Juneteenth is a federal holiday, it's a city holiday, it's a county holiday, but it's not a state holiday. And many of us that work for the state, we are obligated to be at work. So the celebration was from 1 to 9 p.m. and we couldn't take the time to be there during the day to staff the table. So we did not have human rights representation on the table as a booth, but we were there in the evening and the event was great. There was a big turnout and hopefully we can find a way to be there. If they're going to continue to be on the south side, we can find a way to be there because we have staff there the last couple of years. I think last year was Mark and I because it was downtown here. So to show just the support on Juneteenth as well. So it was kind of a great celebration when we got there. There were great, a lot of people, and supporting Juneteenth as well, and great performance, and people just showed up. I know the city supported it financially, and the county supported it financially, and people in the community just show up to share a meal and just socialize. So it was great to see people coming to support that event as well, just the same way we come out downtown. And Friday here on, you know, our downtown series, the music series, it was actually a Juneteenth theme on Friday music, so it was great. We met some people came from Australia. They didn't know what was going on, and and we just happened to be hanging out, having fun, and with the mayor, and they ended up meeting the mayor and taking pictures. They're like, what's going on here? We're like, yeah, celebrating Juneteenth. So they took pictures, so they say they'll come back to Iowa City again for Juneteenth and Pride. So
yeah.
We keep inviting them. So it was great to be in a city that really embraces diversity and celebrates our differences. So.
Doug, I had a question, and it's an awkward one. Mm-hmm. Is there a way to separate Pride and Juneteenth on different weekends? Who decides that?
Iowa City Pride is an organization.
Iowa City Pride is an organization.
Who does Juneteenth?
Well, Juneteenth, it's actually the 19th of June.
Yeah, I know we aim at the day.
But in Iowa City, the Black Voices project, they actually, the group that puts out the event. So, okay. Yeah.
And I think Pride, and somebody can correct me, I think there's kind of a agreement so that every week in major cities in Iowa, there's a Pride. And so I think Iowa City just kind of usually has it around this time each year, because otherwise it disrupts when Davenport or Cedar Rapids or Des Moines are there. So.
Always learning.
And there's always so many things going on in Iowa City. Just think about for the last 3 weeks, and there's something going on. We have Pride, we have the Black Party, then we have Jazz Fest, all 3 weekend book of events. So
it's, party on.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of cities struggle with that, to answer your question, Mark. Cedar Rapids has their Pride in July. Yeah. I lived in Madison, Wisconsin for 10 years. Their Pride was in August, just because, you know, in June is so full, and a lot of people in Madison would go to Milwaukee or Chicago. So Madison discovered, well, we're better off in August because we can get a crowd then. You know, Cedar Rapids does theirs in July. So it just kind of, it depends, Palm Springs does theirs in October because no one wants to be outside in Palm Springs in June for what it's worth. But I think that's a Thank good you. Point. It would be, would be nice to spread things out a little bit, but like Roger said, there's so much going on in Iowa City in the summer that.
Yeah. So much.
Yeah. Kelsey, any updates from you?
Yeah, just a couple. Not cheery updates this time, I'm sorry, but just in that spirit, I think it was only 10 days ago that there was a politically related and motivated assassination in the state just north of us. And I know I just want to mention that in context of really rising political violence across the United States, that there are resources. So if you know of any individuals who maybe have a public-facing role, there's some resources I can share about organizations that are working to help protect those individuals or equip them with resources or even security apparatus in order to better protect themselves, especially in cases where they might be elected officials or staff members of municipalities, state legislatives, et cetera. And I want to mention, too, that it's important that we talk about political violence and recognize its influence in our society, both because it has a silencing effect beyond those that are directly targeted. So it's deliberately trying to quiet those who are, in many cases, working towards the protection of human rights. And it is a human right to have a freedom of speech, too, I would say. So it's important that we recognize those patterns and trends. I think, too, that it's important that we talk about political violence in context of rising authoritarianism, too, and recognize that political violence can be a threat to free and fair democracy and is aligned with a lot of the more authoritarian trends that we're seeing. But there are things that we can do. So just a reminder that for all of us, you know, you can interrupt the spreading of false narratives and the fueling of conflict or an us-them mindset too. Step in, you know, disrupt those spaces, disrupt the misinformation when we see it, protect those who are in those spaces too, if we can't be in them. And I think, you know, making sure that we are equipping our networks with how to verify trusted online resources and sources, and making sure that we're fighting against any manipulation of information that might be informing political violence too. If you have questions, there's a whole slew of things that I could share, but just reach out to me directly if you're interested in that. And then I just want to mention that right now, there's a number of NGOs who have just been notified that they're under immediate investigation. These NGOs in the United States, these NGOs, non-governmental organizations, are civil society groups that are in many cases working with migrant populations, especially closer to our southern border. And they're being investigated by our current governmental, our the Trump administration and affiliates, really because of their work with migrant populations. And so just something to keep in mind that as we're keeping our eyes wide open, I'll just leave it there. Those are my only updates. I'll end with a cheery note that I am traveling to see family over this coming month. So if you don't hear from me, I am still watching all emails, just reach out, but getting some time with family, which is nice.
Great. Thank you. Thanks everyone for your updates.
I just need to add one more thing. Since we're, you know, meeting at the City Hall, I should give much gratitude and gratefulness for Mayor Bruce Teig and Council Member Sean Harmson for attending our Eid event. You know, talking about support of, you know, community and standing up with others and showing up whenever they needed, you know, it made a difference to us, for our community, to have the mayor and a council member showing up and celebrating with us our holiday. And this is the first time that's been ever done here. So I'm grateful for that. And I have just give them, you know, to show them the gratitude and the heartfelt emotion that we felt for their presence. So we truly, you know, applaud, you know, their efforts and their work in this community. We're grateful for them. Thank you.
And just the final note too, for with the support with youth, also with Stephanie, the SWAG and the Pride organization was really over the top. So thank you. It was really really wonderful to have all of that available to share a message, and to have it be so powerful. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie's swag game is strong.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And the gnomes were the huge hit. Yeah.
Like, not leave those things.
Yeah, no, I made sure. Yeah. I realized at the end we should have named them. We totally missed that opportunity. So, you know, save them next year. Yeah, the gnomes will have to have names. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to need a photo of these notes.
Okay.
Yes. Email. A picture of them.
Okay. I think we sure did.
Yes, they were fantastic. All right. If there are any other updates, that's the end of our agenda. Any motion to adjourn?
So move.
Second.
All right. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.